York Region schools will be closing early April 8 in a bid to protect students from the possible impacts of a solar eclipse. Both the York Region District School Board, YRDSB, and York Catholic District School Board, YCDSB, sent letters to parents this week regarding plans for early dismissal April 8. Joined by many school boards across the province, the intent is to help ensure that school kids do not inadvertently damage their eyesight by looking up at the sun during the solar eclipse. York Catholic District School Board said the decision is being made out of concern for student safety. In York Region, we will experience the effects of the eclipse between roughly 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., which coincides with the scheduled dismissal times for our schools, the board said. Looking at the sun during this time period has the potential to cause serious eye damage. Boards across the province are making similar moves to ensure that students are not in school during the eclipse. The total solar eclipse is expected to cause temporary darkness across eastern Canada. The Royal Astronomy Society of Canada said in Toronto that the eclipse will peak around 3:20 p.m. with the moon covering 99% of the sun. Simcoe County Public School Board opted to shift a planned PA day later in April to April 8 for the phenomenon. But York Region School Board said the same was not possible for them. "Moving a PA day is not possible for our board due to contractual obligations, prior commitments and because there is no pre-existing April PA day," YCDSB said, with YRDSB making a similar statement. Health agencies have warned of the damage the eclipse can cause to eyesight. The Canadian Association of Optometrists said that while these events are awe-inspiring, measures must be taken if viewing. "The danger lies in the fact that even during a partial eclipse, the sun's intense radiation can cause severe damage to the eyes. Looking at the sun directly during an eclipse can lead to solar retinopathy, permanently damaging the retina's light-sensitive cells," the association said on its website. "Even a brief look at the partly eclipsed sun can result in harm to the eyes. Children may need extra supervision during eclipses as they may not fully comprehend the risks involved." The association advised parents to educate their children about safety and potentially provide filters more alternative safe viewing methods. YRDSB also said there is concern about traffic and students potentially walking home during peak darkness. While morning transportation will remain the same April 8, both school boards said they would adjust student transportation for the early dismissal. After-school activities are also cancelled, although childcare operators may be operating at their discretion. You can find more information on solar eclipses through the Government of Canada website.